to Women in Venture Capital. I'm Rushvina, Chief of Staff at General Catalyst, with prior experience in finance and early stage VC.
And I'm Anvita, Senior Product Manager at UiPath with experiences across tech startups and venture capital. Our mission at Women in Venture Capital is simple: increase the representation of women in the VC industry through awareness and engagement.
So join us as we engage with women establishing their presence in the industry. Our guest today is Caroline Winette. Caroline is the executive director at Berkeley SkyDeck, UC Berkeley's startup accelerator and incubator. Through the SkyDeck fund, her team invests $200,000 in each of the cohort startups and provide the powerful resources and network of UC Berkeley to help these companies grow. Caroline has been a board member for several tech startups, the latest being MB Mobile and Cal Performances. Prior to the SkyDeck, Caroline was the founder and CEO of Brand Neuro, a neuroscience-inspired marketing platform. Previously, she was the co-founder and CMO for Neurofocus, acquired by Nielsen. She holds a BA from Indiana University and an MBA from Haas. Thank you so much for joining us, Caroline. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Great to be here.
Amazing. So I touched on it in your intro a little bit, but you spent years in the marketing space, co-founding and leading some of the companies I mentioned earlier. What led you to explore a long career in that space?
You know, I always kind of knew I wanted to be in business. I did take that early detour into violin performance, and I was a professional violinist for a few years, which I loved and was great. But I always knew in the back of my mind that business was calling. I came from a family of entrepreneurs, my father, my grandfather. And so when I got my Bachelor of Music and I played for a few years, I decided to apply to UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business. And they fortunately let me in, despite having basically no business experience. But they thought, well, if you could learn to become a professional violinist, which is not easy, you could hack the business program at Berkeley, and I'm very glad they did. So that started my career in business, and I worked always for my own startup. For a while, I ran my family's publishing company after my father retired. But my only experience in a big company is when Nielsen bought my company, Neurofocus. And so I spent a year in the big company, and I said, that was fun and interesting, and I'm going back to the startup world, which of course is now where I live, running Berkeley SkyDeck.
Amazing. It's always interesting to me, entrepreneurial people in general, especially serial entrepreneurs, have that love for the hustle of the small teams and growing the small teams and the bigger teams. So I'm not surprised that you transitioned quickly back into the entrepreneurship world through VC. And I want to talk about the transition, actually. So why did you transition to the other side of the table, basically, to venture capital? And why the Berkeley SkyDeck?
So after I sold Neurofocus, I did some angel investing. And I started working with a few startups. And I realized I really loved that. I loved being involved in multiple startups. And so I actually was planning to start my own incubator in Berkeley. But I learned about SkyDeck. This was, of course, 10 years ago now. And SkyDeck was very new at that point. But I learned about Berkeley SkyDeck. And I, as a Berkeley alum, I thought, well, that's really interesting. And I ended up running into one of the board members for Berkeley SkyDeck at an event. And turned out they were looking for a new executive director. And I started talking to them. And I thought, rather than starting my own incubator, I'm going to come in and run Berkeley SkyDeck, which is Berkeley and all things great about Berkeley. So that ended up happening, and it was just a great outcome for me.
That sounds like a great alignment of stars there, just meeting and just while you were looking for an opportunity like that, and it presented itself and you made it happen. And I want to talk a little bit more about Berkeley SkyDeck. So it is an accelerator attached to a thriving campus community. Can you tell us how that differentiates SkyDeck from maybe other similar programs in terms of investment strategy, mandate, opportunities?
Sure. So it turns out that Berkeley SkyTech, as you say, is a part of campus. We're not a partner. We're not a separate entity. We're not hanging out next to campus. We're actually a program of UC Berkeley. So we have the thing that every venture capitalist wants more than anything, and that is an incredibly powerful network that wants to help our founders. So we tapped into the over 500,000 living Berkeley alums around the world who are, these people are no slouches. They are accomplished, they are educated, they have expertise in every imaginable field. And so we tap into that alumni network to help our founders. And that's just an extraordinary superpower that we have. We're also on campus. So student interns, faculty, our founders can use labs and equipment. And of course, we're in the middle of this thriving ecosystem known as Silicon Valley. So we have access to all of that. So the combination of being part of Berkeley, being able to tap into the resources and network, and being in Silicon Valley is an extraordinary platform for building startups.
Thank you for sharing that. And I want to double click a little bit on the mandate itself. So obviously there are a lot of opportunities that presents itself by you being on campus and being part of this network. A lot of times when I see with programs that are attached to schools, there's this perception that it can be restrictive in terms of your mandate. I'm really curious how that works with Berkeley SkyTech. Do you invest exclusively in Berkeley alumni, or do you have a pretty open-ended investment strategy?
Great question, because as you say, most incubators that are part of a university are very restricted in who can come. So we don't we have some restriction, but we've managed to set it up so that we have all the deal flow we need, and we can fulfill our two missions. So we have a dual mission at Berkeley SkyTech. One is to be the world's top accelerator, because we're Berkeley. We don't want to be good. We don't want to be great. We want to be the best. This is a very Berkeley value. Also, our equally important mission is to support the public education mission of UC Berkeley. So how do we do that while also having our programs open to founders who are not Berkeley? Well, we do that by a number of things that actually worked out really, really well. So I mentioned that we help our founders find student interns. So this amazing educational opportunity for Berkeley students to come and work for a startup and get that real world experience, not just people doing projects, but actual startups and markets. So the students love that. The faculty come and they look at our companies and think, do I want to be an advisor? That's a great outcome for them. It's become a draw for students who want to come to Berkeley. Oh, Berkeley has this really great startup accelerator that's thriving and has a fund and all of that. So it helps promote our outreach to talent around the world to come and be a student at Berkeley. That's all fulfilling the educational mission. And then how we really ignite everything, we've done something very unusual. In fact, I don't know any other university that's done this. So the founders that come into our accelerator track, they receive an investment from our dedicated venture fund, the Berkeley SkyTech Fund. That's like any other private venture capital fund, seed fund. They've raised $100 million. They invest in the startups in our program. And here's the kicker: the fund will share half the carry, so half the fund profits, with Berkeley. So that means it doesn't matter where that founder went to school. If they succeed, Berkeley benefits financially. And then we provide financial support for our educational programs. So that partnership, that public private partnership, enables us to fulfill both missions, which is world's top accelerator and support the public education mission of UC Berkeley.
That is very unusual. I don't think I knew this before, so thank you for sharing that. And I want to turn the conversation into a slightly different topic, but within VC. So, we started this podcast because we noticed that for many years there's been this lack of women, especially in decision-making roles in VC, and to a certain extent, impact on female founders being funded over the years. And I'm really curious in your personal experience if you've noticed this lack of gender representation in VC, and how, if is the problem being worked on, in your opinion? Are they doing, are things being done in the right way with organizations like Allraise stepping up, or are there other things that can be done to improve the statistics?
Yeah. So first of all, I want to recognize that A, this is a really, really bad problem. The number of women in VC and the number of female founders receiving investment, the numbers are miserable. There's no other word for it. They're just awful. Okay, bad problem. Number two, this will take a long time to fix. This is systemic, endemic, long-ranging, millions of reasons why it happens that we can go into for another podcast. But it's going to take a long time to fixed, so we have to be very intentional about it and patient. So, what's happening that's good? What's happening that's good is that many more VC funds have brought on female partners. I forget the latest number, but compared to when I started at Skydeck almost 10 years ago now, it's very different. A lot more female partners. Allraise did not exist. Many of these female angel funds did not exist. Better. Okay, so women making decisions about investing is just better all around when we have both genders, no question about that. So that's helpful. The number of women founding companies is still very low. We still get a much lower number and not equal representation in the applications for Skydeck. So what can we do as a program? I've got a staff of 10 trying to do, Berkeley values. Of equity. So what do? We make sure that if an application comes in with a female founder or a founder of color, we take a good look at it. We really make sure they get a good review, and we always look at what are the interviews we scheduled for our next batch? How many women are represented? Have we looked at all those applications? That's what we do to make sure that they're all seen and they get a good shot at one of those application slots. We end up with a more male than female founder group, for sure. But we feel that's the best way, one of the best ways we can make sure that deal flow for women is as good as it can be. Number two, we make sure that as we talk about Skydeck, we represent Skydeck, programming at Skydeck is very welcoming to women. We do have a big leg up in that, and that Skydeck is obviously female run. So my top leadership at Skydeck is mostly women. So if you look at the headshots of the team, the executive team at Skydeck, it's mostly women. So that's good, right? So women see us. That's helpful. We do have programs. We have a committee. We have programming for female founders. We do think about this. We make sure that the female founders at Skydeck have programming that is specific for them and that we address issues that are unique to female founders. Doing all of that is going to move that needle very slowly, but it will move that needle and we'll keep pushing.
Absolutely. And honestly, if you look at progress, albeit slowly, even taking the time, like you said, like you guys do, to, meet with those founders that are usually, from minority communities, or underrepresented generally in their industry, or spending the time to diligence their deal and being just intentional. I think intent is really the key word here. That's progress in itself. I think that was just not done as effectively, let's say 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. So, thank you for doing that, and thank you for, it's amazing. Yes, the team page is always a good indication of how welcoming it will be to founders who are usually underrepresented. So I'm sure that helps a lot as well. Caroline, this has been such a great conversation. My last question for you is a question we ask all our guests. What advice do you have for aspiring female investors?
Absolutely. So be bold. We could have a long discussion about how males and females, what their brains are like, and then how we're conditioned by society whatever goes into that, we do know that men end up with more of an inclination to, jump off that cliff and see what happens. So, I would say to women, jump off that cliff and see what happens, because I bet you're going to sprout wings and fly. Take a chance, be bold, brag about yourself, brag about any team you put together and your idea. Because at the early stage, which is what we deal at Skydeck, we're really looking at the team and the vision and the grit and hustle of the founders. So think big, think bold, and always think in terms of one of my favorite words is yet. I don't know how I'm going to do this yet. I don't know exactly how my product is going to fit in the market yet, but I will figure it out. I will.
I love that. What a great note to end this conversation on. Caroline, thank you again for taking the time to be with us today. I'm sure our listeners will really enjoy this conversation.
Great chatting with you today.